Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're really glad that you're listening in today. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we would be happy to hear from you. And that number is 347-850-1100. Again, if you'd like to give us a call during today's show, 347-850-1100. And I am really excited to be welcoming to Adoption Focus today, Tammy Hedrick. Tammy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being on today's show. We are talking about navigating adoption paperwork and preparation from an electronic perspective, which is somewhat new in what we do. And we appreciate you sharing information. Tammy is an employee of Adoption Associates, and she's our guru, our expert, so to speak. She is our go-to person anytime we need assistance. So happy to have you, Tammy. We're going to get started and have you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with Adoption Associates.
Okay. I am married to my husband, Skip, of 29 years this May. We have one daughter named Amber and a son, Jason, who's married, and his wife's name is Marie. And they have blessed us with two grandbabies. Madeline, she just turned 2 years old. And our Jenna Bell, who is just 2.5 months old. So we've been pretty busy the last couple of months here. I started at AAI as a secretary back in 1999, so that's 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my role has evolved to the title of office manager. As a support person, I provide clerical and technical support to agency staff. I am the backup support person for the maintenance of our agency website. And this past year, I've taken on the role of social media administrator. And if you weren't aware, Adoption Associates has a Facebook page. Any resources that we feel would be beneficial to the adoption community or someone who is considering adoption, or for women who are pregnant, we post out there. Whenever possible, we share stories from or about our families, celebrating along with them when they become parents. And we also have an Instagram account. So there are a couple of ways that people can keep up with us and what is happening at Adoption Associates.
That's wonderful. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Tammy.
Oh, that's all right. Another large part of my role as a support person is acting as the administrator for my adoption portal, which we also refer to as MAPS. I process domestic preliminary applications. I configure and update some MAPS forms. And I troubleshoot portal issues. I love technology and enjoy being able to help clients and staff. For some, the portal might seem intimidating, so I enjoy being able to help people feel confident and more at ease with the system.
And we love that about you, I can say for sure, as a staff person. We do sound intimidated, and you are our person, so we are happy about that. Let's talk about, for those that are listening who are not familiar with the adoption portal, what is it and why do we?
Okay. When adopting, there are numerous forms involved. There's applications, there's medical documents, education requirements, agreements, legal documents, and they all used to be in paper form, and for many agencies, that is still the case. With that many forms around, you always have that risk of misplacing or even losing them. We at Adoption Associates strive to stay on the forefront of upcoming trends, and automating paperwork is one of them. If you think about the medical field, many places are putting their patients' records in a portal of sorts that can be securely accessed by multiple parties. My adoption portal is similar. Everything is in one place, the application, the agreements, supporting documentation like copies of your driver's license or your health insurance card. Those are all uploaded to the portal. If a form requires a signature, you can sign it digitally. Because everything is in one place, staff are able to check your progress and access what they need at different stages of the adoption process. And one of the perks for our clients is that they can monitor their own progress.
Mm-hmm. How long has Adoption Associates used this particular system?
It seems like it's been a long time. I don't know for sure. I'm guessing maybe, I don't know, 4, 5, maybe 6 years.
Okay. And I want to say that, you know, here in Central and Michigan, you're in the Lansing area, in the Midland Saginaw area, we aren't having the world's best weather today. So hopefully that's not affecting our connection today with those listening in. I know a little bit, Tammy, our connection doesn't seem crystal clear, but we're going to press on and pray that this weather holds off a little bit more for us. I did want to ask you, for families that are interested in getting involved with the agency or maybe just getting some information, how would you go about using the adoption portal to that?
Okay. First off, we encourage people to call us if they have questions. A lot of people who are just beginning to explore adoption, they don't know what to ask. So we direct them to the agency website, which is www.adoptionassociates.net. There they are able to request and download an information packet that includes information about our programs, our fees, and about the agency. Our website has a lot of helpful information. There are personal stories out there from our adoptive families and birth mothers we've worked with. There are a ton of resources, some related to adoption education, like how to talk about adoption, legal issues, or even what happens at the hospital. If you're pregnant and just have questions, there is an 800 number listed on our website, as well as a link where you can text a caseworker. We also have a live chat available where they'll gather a little bit of information from you, and if you want, they'll connect you to a caseworker also. And I'll say our caseworkers are not pushy. They want to help you make the best decision for you and your baby and in your unique situation. For people that are considering adoption, when they request an information packet or if they've already done that and they just they've talked to someone and they just want to, they're planning to adopt, there's a tab on our website. They just click on I want to adopt, and they'll fill out a short form where it asks for, you know, like your name, your email address, maybe a couple other things. And that automatically creates an account in My Adoption Portal. There is no cost or obligation at this stage. This is considered the inquiry stage, so you are under no obligation. Once the account is created, the client is sent an email with a link to My Adoption Portal along with a temporary password. When they access the link, they will put in their username, which is their email address, and the temporary password. When you are logged in, there are a couple of licenses up front to read and accept or agree to regarding the use of the program. Upon completion, you'll click on Go to My Account. let's see. Once you are in My Adoption Portal, you'll want to go. You'll see that there's several different tabs that you can click on. There's also a tab, I think it's account info or security. Anyways, you can go in there and you can change the password to one of your choosing. There's a place for messages where you can send messages to the MAC administrator. You can keep track of your finances in there. The cash tab is where you'll spend most of your time submitting and filling out forms. There's a place there also where you'll be uploading documents like copies of your driver's license. On the homepage, you will choose a program that you're interested in, whether it's domestic or international. And once you do that, that kind of gets the ball rolling. Once you've chosen the program, you'll fill out a preliminary application. And preliminaries are processed during the week, Monday through Friday, and are usually turned around in 24 to 48 hours. Once the preliminary application is processed, you'll be contacted by phone or email to let you know that it has been assigned, and then someone will call you to schedule a consultation.
Nice. So I was going to ask you what part of the adoption process families need to use the adoption portal, but you've addressed much of that already. It sounds like the adoption portal being used really throughout the process. Is there something more you'd like to add to that?
That's true. There are several phases to that adoption process, and the portal is used throughout. Even after all the paperwork is in and your home study is finished and your profile is complete, while you're waiting, you might get a quarterly newsletter where you go in to the portal and just record that you've read it. This is just part of the ongoing education. Adoption associates are real advocates for educating our clients and the general population, actually.
Right, and we know that in educating adoptive parents and the adoption community, we are thereby passing on important knowledge to these children that's extremely relevant to their upbringing and their childhood and their understanding of self through adoption. What about helpful hints and tips or tricks, Tammy, that you recommend when it comes to families getting the most, so to speak, out of the adoption portal?
Well, first of all, if anyone's having trouble, again, we encourage you to call us. If the portal seems to be acting quirky, you might try a different browser. Currently, we recommend using Firefox. It's also called Mozilla, or use Google Chrome. Also, one thing to note, currently, this software is not compatible with mobile devices. Even though you can do some things through a mobile device, you're not able to submit forms or signatures. But as technology is fast evolving, this too will be a thing of the past. CARES, our software developer and designer, are even now working on updates where in the very near future you will be able to use a mobile device.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, that's all they use anymore. So that would be a real asset to our software.
Okay. In talking about technology and this electronic paperwork sort of stuff that we're doing, I think we would be remiss to not also mention that adoption profiles, which comes for families after the completion of their home study, are also prepared electronically and delivered to birth parents electronically now as well. And that's something that's you know, new over the past couple of years for Adoption Associates and that we're really proud of. So anything else there for tips and tricks, Tammy?
Not anything I can think of offhand. You know, birth moms that are interested in, you know, they can go right to our website and look for families. Profiles are available on our website. As far as, also when a birth mom calls and wants to talk to, when she talks to a caseworker, a caseworker can take a tablet out to her where she's showing families that are available on that tablet.
Right, right. And many of our adoptive families also do have videos that go along with their profile that's available on the Adoption Associates website. So that's pretty exciting, particularly from a birth mother's point of view as she begins looking at families and making a selection. To be able to view a video is extremely helpful to her. So what is the future when it comes to Adoption Associates utilizing the adoption portal? I know you mentioned that mobile devices are just around the corner, which is great. But what else can we look forward to?
Well, a lot more and more of our families are also, in addition to the videos and their profiles, they also have a dedicated web page where they're out there putting new pictures, daily, weekly. And some of them also have Facebook pages that they share out there for birth moms to review. I guess, you know, the saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. That,
right,
to me, means that you are at a standstill and that you're content to let life move on around you. I'll say Adoption Associates is not one to stand still. We are always looking ahead. We continually look for ways to streamline the process for families, to make adoption preparation and paperwork processes easier, less confusing, and more efficient. Adoption Associates is a service-oriented agency, and we enjoy partnering with families and helping them navigate through the necessary documentation and legal requirements so that they can get to what matters the most, and that is becoming parents.
Very well said. You're 100% on target with that one, Tammy. That's what all this is about. So sometimes we tend to get caught up, and for new families, navigating adoption paperwork can be scary. It can be overwhelming. So I appreciate not only your time today, but your willingness to help people who need to call in for assistance, and with the ultimate goal in mind. All of this is about helping children find their forever families, and couples becoming parents, which is really exciting. So thank you, Tammy, so much for your time today on Adoption Focus, and thank you to those of you that are listening. We are now at the end of the show, and I'd like everyone to remember that we are live Tuesdays at 11, excited to continue to bring in this new year, new and adoption topics. We're hearing from you about what's interesting, and we'd love to hear some more. So feel free to give us a call or send us an email about a topic that you'd be interested in hearing on Adoption Focus. For the listeners who are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you can call us at 800-677-2367 or visit us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. Hope that you can join us next week. We will be speaking with Sean Deal, who is a hospital social worker who has the privilege of working with women who are making adoption plans. We're going to explore what adoption looks like at the hospital, in addition to prenatal substance exposure and how that is handled the children after delivery. So again, thanks, Tammy, and thanks, everyone, for listening in. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.